The ANC Provincial Executive Committee in KwaZulu-Natal has put their weight behind former Health Minister Zweli Mkhize as their preferred candidate for the position of ANC President, with Paul Mashatile as his deputy. They made the announcement hours after former President Jacob Zuma released a statement in which he called for support for his former wife, Dr. Nkosasana Dlamini Zuma's president's campaign. We discussed with political analyst Professor Becky. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, my brother, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Professor Becky, was this at all a surprise, especially since the call by Zuma for his supporters to throw their weight behind Dlamini Zuma?
No, my brother, I think, honestly speaking, if I were to advise the former president, I would have advised him not to make any statement in support of Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, for the mere fact that there are people who seem to hate the former president with a passion for reasons only known to them. So the moment he endorses Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, then of course that works against her as opposed to supporting her. As much as the majority of people in the country and in KwaZulu-Natal in particular still hold the former president in high esteem and respect him, but then it's not advisable for him to publicly endorse Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. What I would have expected would be for the former president to learn from what happened in 2017, because there are people who didn't support Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, not because she doesn't have the requisite skills, but because they were associating her to him, and if they had issues with him, they would automatically have issues with her as well. So I thought this time around then he was not going to say anything, because honestly speaking, Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma gave President Ramaphosa a good run for his money. She did a sterling job, and it would have been advisable to allow her to run her course without him saying anything. If he wanted to say something, he should have said it secretly as opposed to making it public. And then the second point is a point which I made when I wrote my opinion piece in one of the newspapers on Sunday, saying that if I were to advise the provincial leadership of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, I said that they mustn't field two candidates for the same position. In this case, the position of the presidency of the ANC. And I was saying that it would be ill-advised to have both Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma and Dr. Zweli Mkhize coming from the same province running for the same position, because that would split the votes. And then what has happened right now is that the province has said, in as far as the branches are concerned, the majority of them are in support of Dr. Zweli Mkhize. Then I think it would be wise for Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma to then sit down with the branches that nominated her and say, for the sake of unity and to make sure that we don't have a repeat of what happened in 2017, let us put our weight behind Dr. Zweli Mkhize and then see what happens in December.
What has transpired, and your particular perspective that you'd given us, and what you would have advised them, that not being followed, does this all then play to the advantage of President Cyril Ramaphosa?
No, indeed. The moment you have two people from the same province contesting the same position with the president who is gaining support from other provinces and also enjoying support from some members of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, that is obviously handing the presidency to President Cyril Ramaphosa on a silver platter. So I don't think it's a wise move. Whether we're talking about Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma and Dr. Zweli Mkhize or any other candidate for that matter. But if you come with one candidate and then do what the provincial leadership has done through the branches of spreading the horizon, as it were, or casting the net wide open. They have done a sterling job, because in their nominations they were not inward looking. They covered a number of provinces, suggesting that Paul Mashatile should be deputy president, Stanley Matabata should be chair, and then Phumulo Masualle from the Eastern Cape should be SG, and then Nombula Mokonyane should be deputy SG. So that in itself was a wise move in the sense that they are not saying that because we are from KwaZulu-Natal, we are only concerned about our own people. They are saying this is a national election of the ANC, and we are part of the collective, and we'll need their support in any way when we field our own candidate. So that is a wise move. So I think it's in that spirit that I think having one candidate would work. The moment you put two candidates, you are basically setting yourself for failure, and then you are missing chances for the president to retain his position as president of the ANC.
Mkhize was implicated in the irregular awarding of the contracts to the Digital Vibe, which was linked to people who worked in his department. Can he therefore then still stand for the position looking at the step-aside rule?
No, for me, that is a non-issue because, honestly speaking, Dr. Zweli Mkhize and President Cyril Ramaphosa are in the same WhatsApp group in the sense that and both of them have allegations leveled against them, but both of them don't have any case to answer to, at least as of now. So in other words, there are no formal charges that have been laid against Dr. Zweli Mkhize, and there are no formal charges that have been laid against the president, despite all the allegations, a series of allegations leveled against the president. So if you allow President Cyril Ramaphosa to run for the presidency while you still have this list of allegations, which are more than the ones that are leveled against Dr. Mkhize, then you have no reason to then stop Dr. Zweli Mkhize from contesting, because the step-aside rule, the way they are interpreting it now, they are saying that having those allegations leveled against you does not warrant that the step-aside resolution should be imposed. Instead, they are saying that the only time you invoke that resolution is after you have been formally charged. So then the fact that both of them have allegations leveled against them, but then both of them don't have any formal charges, then it means that if you allow one to contest, you must allow the other as well for the sake of consistency.
Interestingly enough, Jacob Zuma has also thrown his hat into the ring for the position of national chairperson. Any chance of Zuma making a comeback at the December elective conference, or is he muddy in the water?
No, I would not advise. I would not advise him to contest for any position. Of course, politicians will tell you that branches have a louder voice, and what they say, you have to comply. But in this case, we have to consider the context within which this is happening. One, the former president is on parole, and then if he becomes active, that will raise eyebrows. Secondly, there are still certain charges that he has to answer to. And in his case, it's different from that of President Ramaphosa and Dr. Zweli Mkhize, because there are formal charges currently in court. So it means that the moment he avails himself to be elected in December, then they would say the step-aside resolution must be invoked, because there are formal charges that have been laid against him. So I wouldn't advise him to do that. In fact, it will cause unnecessary chaos, because honestly speaking, former President Zuma still enjoys a lot of support. And then the moment you stand on his way, you are basically making the situation untenable, because people are going to then start saying that he is being ostracized and all of that. We don't need that at the moment, because I think the ANC at the moment has enough challenges to deal with. So let them focus on the challenges already at hand, and then not create new ones. So I wouldn't advise the former president to avail himself for the position of being chair of the organization. Let others do it while he attends to the other issues, including completing his parole. And then, of course, once that is done, then it's up to him to decide what to do. Not of course, bringing in the issue of age, because there are many people who are old in any case, but who are still vying for position. So that shouldn't be an issue. Although, ordinarily, I would have preferred that they bring in some youth, not to say all people who are old in the organization must exit the stage. That wouldn't be a wise move either. You need some of them so that at least they can capacitate the young ones, and then when they retire, then the young ones can take over. So for me, that is the approach that they should be taking.
Yes, a very interesting perspective and advice that you're offering. We certainly hope that the president will heed the former president Zuma will heed the advice that you're sharing, as well as Nkosasana Dlamini Zuma. Thank you very much for your time, Professor Becky. It's been fascinating chatting to you. We had the discussion was really, really intriguing. Thank you for availing yourself.
Thank you very much, my brother, for having me, and thank you to your listeners.
Go well. Have a lovely day. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Too.
That was Professor Becky Ngomezulu chatting to us about various perspectives in terms of the upcoming elective conference of the ANC.